The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
The scariest part of Halloween was for me this morning. Frost on the windshield. What the heck was that? Where did these 20-degree temperatures come from anyway? First time I actually had to deal with frost on the windshield, and it comes on Halloween. That's plenty scary for me. I don't know about you folks, but welcome to a Halloween edition of What's on Your Mind. I'm here to scare the living daylights out of you, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to think about Wednesday next week, all right, the day after Election Day. And I want you to think about waking up and what would be the scariest scenario for you. That's my Halloween question for you. What scares you most about waking up on Election Day and fill in the blank? Are you kidding me? This happened? Say it ain't so. What would that be? That's the question of the day. And by the way, for answering the question of the day in the most colorful manner, in the most, spirit of the Halloween day we find upon us, we have a little incentive. It's called bacon. Everything's better with bacon, especially Cloverdale bacon. North Dakota made Cloverdale bacon, by the way.
Do we need to put the disclaimer in, by the way, Scott? Because, we gave away some bacon that got intercepted by the winner's dog. That was
fun. We should tell that story. That was a classic. So every week on Friday, we give away a pack of Cloverdale bacon, and we take the winner's name and address because this is overnighted to you. This is a perishable product, and we want to get it to you fresh and right there. Evidently, I don't know if it was the UPS man or the FedEx man, just sort of threw it on the doorstep, and some dogs in the neighborhood got wind of it.
Well, the guy's dog, and apparently the son had moved the package, if memory serves correctly, had moved the package to where the dog could get to it. And so, yeah, I got texted pictures, one of which is the dog with a big mouthful of, like, looks like an entire pound of bacon. That dog was in heaven.
Yes, isn't that, so the dog won in that particular case. We prefer our listeners win rather than their pets, but, hey, we can't control everything here on the program, you know what I'm saying? So, give me a ring at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And, by the way, I'll be filling in the rest of my ballot today. I've been doing that right along with the listeners here on the program. So if you have any questions on that, give me a call, 800-228-0550. Our listeners asked for that. They wanted lots of help on the measures. They wanted lots of discussion. And, Todd, they asked us how we're going to vote. And you know what? I feel like all of our listeners are family, so I don't mind sharing that with you at all. I don't. And I get asked about it a lot, and I appreciate it. I always say, do your own research, and I'll tell you why I'm voting. Not telling you how to vote, just sharing, as asked by the listeners, how I plan to vote. I think that's...
Have you made up your mind about anything? Is there anything you're still on the fence about?
I've been way out of deference to the folks on the pro Measure 7 side. I've said I'd wait before I cast the final vote on that. Definitely leaning, but I want some questions answered. So I got a call last night from one of the folks that they're working on getting us all the answers, and so the questions have actually come from the listeners. So once we get answers to their questions, then we can cast this. So that's the last one on that side, on the Measure side of the ballot. On the other side, I don't know. I'll have to go through the list here and see if there's any I'm undecided on. Maybe the listeners can influence me today based on what scares them most. It's Halloween, so what scares you most? Here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com if you want to email your questions or comments in. By the way, we're going to do a couple of things today. In addition to finding out what's on your mind on an Are You Kidding Me Friday and giving away some free bacon, we're going to go around the state and check in on some legislative races. We've focused on a lot of the statewide races, on the measures. We've not spent a lot of time on individual races that are up for district by district and legislative races. So we're going to check in around the state. We're going to go to Fargo, Wahpeton, and Grand Forks and Bismarck today on the program and check in with some state Senate races that are rather hotly contested. So we look forward to that. Ron Storvag in Fargo and Larry Lusick in Wahpeton, Lonnie Lafine in Grand Forks, Margaret City in Bismarck will check in with us briefly on the program. We're also going to check in with a couple of members of the staff where we are broadcasting live today. It's a historic weekend. The grand opening of the North Dakota Heritage Center and State Museum is happening. And Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. here in Bismarck, worth the drive from wherever you're listening to come on in and see this wonderful new addition, this new expansion of the Heritage Center and State Museum. We'll check in with some of those folks before the end of the program as well today. Really looking forward to Sunday. I think that'll be a neat day. So hope you're planning on taking that in as well. All right, let's get to the phones here at 800-228-0550. This might be a first, but our first two callers are from Wing. How about that? Wing, North Dakota. Let's start with Jim, wow. The first caller from Wing. I don't know how big Wing is. Jim, what's the population of Wing?
Oh, about 200, maybe.
So per capita, we're clearly clicking on all cylinders here today. With
2010 census says 152, and you know, plus whatever's come in since then, I guess. But yeah.
Obviously, we're number one in Wing. We're pretty proud of that fact that we've got Wing well represented on the program today. Anyway, scary scenario for you, Jim, would be what?
If Measure 5 would pass, I just can't believe all the property rights that I'm going to lose. If they pass Measure 5 with if they pass number 5, our property rights are going to be infringed by the EPA, people that take care of the water around the United States. And anybody who ever plans on ever owning property of any sort, you can't believe the problems that we're going to have. You know, right now, if we go ahead and pass this with the Army Corps of Engineers, what they're trying to do, they're going to get a free ride. I can't believe that Kevin Cramer hasn't picked up on that they made the comment period long enough to get past whatever happens to Measure Number 5. And it's all going to come into one basket. We have people out here that come out hunting all the time, and I let them on my land. I don't have a problem with that, and I'm not a plots land guy because Game and Fish didn't want my land, but it sure seems like the hunters do like it. And the other thing is people say farmers never do much for conservation. I don't know, I put in a few rows of trees, and that cost me $1,400 out of my pocket, even with the help.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I was south of Bismarck at the Richter Farm last night and had a great time, and I saw some trees that are a honey hole of all honey holes for deer. In fact, we could see them all over the place, and that was something that the Richter family took very serious because they love deer hunting. So I think the idea that farmers aren't the true conservationists, aren't the folks that are putting their money where their mouth is on habitat, is crazy. I'm completely with you there, Jim. I think the other scary part of your scenario, I'd agree with you, if Measure 5 were to pass, not only would your property rights be infringed upon, and you reminded me of a conversation we had with a Minnesota farmer that had a situation where he was surrounded by land that was purchased by the taxpayers, and all of a sudden his private property that remained his private property was being infringed on with all kinds of additional government rules as a result, and had weed problems and all kinds of things as a result of the neighboring land being in federal hands. And the worst part is all of those lands would be bought with your tax dollars. Isn't that priceless? Your tax dollars would fund this. I mean, that's the scariest part. It's a great selection, Jim, for item number one on the scary scenario of the day. Another caller from Wing. Fred, what's scariest about election day for you?
Well, I'd like to follow up on Jim's comment. I just watched some grouse fly off my wheat field. You know, us terrible farmers, we broke up all that habitat. I watched 7 or 8 beautiful grouse fly off the wheat field this morning, and they didn't want to touch down in the CRP, so they landed in a tree, and I watched one bump the other one out. So we get to see some beautiful things out there. And these crop grounds do provide food for these wildlife, no matter what it is. Grain in the wintertime is the main thing. But what I called about was what's scary about the election this year is I watched the Democratic Party have their convention here 2 years ago when Barack Obama was elected on his second term. And I watched the end of their convention before the election happened, and they were trying to put some last-minute measures into their platform. And I listened to the Democratic platform that they had that night, and that was scary in its own right. But at the end, the leaders of the platform, the ones that were bringing forth the different amendments to be adopted by the convention, and the people of the convention to vote on it, they were bringing in something that mentioned God and mentioned their party would be under God and a few other things that was kind of religious and nothing too stringent, but they wanted to put that into their platform because they have people who are Christians and who are religious. And they went to a yay-nay vote. And I heard that guy has to call three times to get this into their platform. And the people in the Democratic Party, the ones that were the conventionees, the delegates to the convention, said loud and clear, nay, we don't want anything about God in our...
I'd totally forgotten that, Fred, but you're right. There's a very good submission for a scary story from Election Day from the Democratic Convention in North Dakota. Wow. Is that North? Yeah. Oh, man. John and Washburn, Aaron and Minot, when we come back.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
This past year, we have witnessed significant and unprecedented disruptions in rail service that are preventing us from moving our soybeans to market. This issue is of great concern to the North Dakota Soybean Council as we enter the soybean harvest and winter marketing season. To this end, the North Dakota Soybean Council is teaming up with the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association and the Soy Transportation Coalition to identify what we can do to facilitate and expedite solutions to these serious rail delays. Solutions will likely result from a collaborative effort with the railroads, the elevators, the farming community, and key influencers. Be assured that the North Dakota Soybean Council is staying on top of this issue and is focused on bringing alternative solutions to the table. Watch for updates on this topic in the Soybean Grower magazine.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash. Talk about a new service they have 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash, just south of the Pinnacle Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Interior detailing. Tell me about it, Megan.
Absolutely. We do interior detailing for both pickups and semi-trucks. We do request that you drop it off overnight. Drop it off overnight, and it'll be ready first thing the next morning.
They're open 24/7. What a deal. Drop it off. The interior detailing's done. Pick it up in the morning, ready to go at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Before you buy, give it a home try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is October 29th, 2014. Gold opened at $1,223.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,268.34, $634.17 for a half ounce, or $317.09 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,268.34, $634.17, and $317.09.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The story about how she gave almost $90,000 to George Sinner. That is one scary face.
I don't know if you could hear that, given the music. I'll play it one more time just so you can hear it. Scary scenario.
That's the scariest thing I've seen this Halloween. The picture of Nancy Pelosi on the Say Anything blog. under the story about how she gave almost $90,000 to George Sinner. That is one scary face.
That's one scary face.
Wow.
Now, I'm not going to say anything about Nancy Pelosi's face being scary, but the idea that she is writing a check and directing $90,000 to the Sinner campaign is darn scary. Because the idea that we would lose a Congressman Kevin Cramer, who, by the way, is on this air every week for an hour taking calls from everyone, and the candidate that is trying to unseat him didn't think enough of our listeners to come on even once and take calls on What's on Your Mind on a statewide radio program. So the idea that, number one, Nancy Pelosi wants this guy elected, and we know what she stands for, and is writing a $90,000 check at the 11th hour of this campaign, that scares me, too. So I'll leave her face out of it. I'll just say that her politics and her candidate in the congressional race, that's scary. That's downright scary, no question about that. Does that scare anybody else? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Aaron in Minot, listening on KCJB. What scares you most this election day? Or this Halloween, about election day, coming up on Tuesday. Go ahead, Aaron.
I think when you said that, what would scare you the day after when you wake up, I think if I were to flip on my TV and another attack ad came on after the fact, I'd be pretty scared. It's never going to end.
Do you think they work? I mean, I would assume they obviously work, or they wouldn't do them, right? I mean, but what I wonder is they don't cancel each other out. You know, I mean,
yeah.
It gets so ridiculous. I don't pay any attention to any television ads about 2 weeks prior to Election Day on air. I don't know about you.
Well, I pray for the days of 80 years old and I can turn my hearing aid down.
Yeah, I hear you. Appreciate the call. Dave in Bismarck, listening on 550 K-Fire. What's on your mind?
After yesterday's program with Margaret City and Aaron Olban, I'm afraid that I don't think it's going to happen, but I'm afraid if after Election Day Aaron Olban were in that seat, that'd be a scary thing.
You're talking about a debate some of our listeners may not have heard. Todd on K-Fire Cafe yesterday hosted a two-hour debate between two candidates, one Aaron Olban, a Democrat who is the wife of the Democratic Party executive director in North Dakota, despite the fact she never says she's a Democrat. I always find that amazing how they hide from what they are. And Margaret City, the Republican incumbent senator in that race. I listened to much of that debate yesterday as well. I was amazed at one thing. When Todd gave each of the candidates a chance to ask the other a question, and Margaret City said, you know, Aaron, you're lying about me. And, you know, you call me a book banner. When have I ever banned a book? And Aaron stumbled around and she said, no, what you're using is a letter to the editor that claimed that I was advocating for a book ban. I never did anything of the sort. I think you're talking about a situation in which some parents came to the school board. My husband happened to be on the school board at the time and advocated for a book that they wanted removed. Parents came to the school board, which they should do, with concern about a book. And because somebody incorrectly in a letter to the editor tied that to Margaret City, now Aaron Olban uses that in a campaign ad. Are you kidding me?
And yeah, that's right.
I mean, Aaron never addressed it, didn't use it, but that to me is about as deceitful as you can get and tells you everything you need to know about a particular candidate. But I would agree with you.
Yeah, she was just nasty yesterday. The other thing that scares me in talking about Measure 5 is that on Wednesday morning, if Measure 5 passes, which it doesn't appear it probably will, but I'm afraid of a huge wedge driven between our landowners and our sportsmen in the state of North Dakota.
Yeah, very good point. Very good point. Now, others have called about that as well, Dave. Appreciate the call. And by the way, you say you don't think Measure 5 will pass? I don't know. I don't think we have to take anything for granted. Why is Nancy Pelosi putting $90,000 in George Sinner's campaign at the 11th hour? Why are all these dollars being poured into the Ryan Taylor campaign? Talk about scary. A self-described tree hugger on the Industrial Commission in North Dakota. That's what Ryan Taylor calls himself in his book. You know, George Sinner, who doesn't run from his love for President Obama or Nancy Pelosi running for Congress. That's scary. I wouldn't take one darn thing for granted. We want to check in on a few key legislative races that are happening around the state as well for you on this, election eve. We're getting close. Ron Sorvag is a candidate for the Senate, a Republican incumbent
in a race. A lot of folks are watching in Fargo, mainly because Fargo is getting less and less red all the time and more purplish, if not flat-out blue. Senator Sorbach, nice to have you back on the program. How are you doing?
Thanks, Scott. I'm glad to be here. Things are going great.
So give us an update on your race there. Plugging away, and we want to check in on some key legislative races. Obviously, North Dakota is a well-run state. The Wall Street Journal says that, going in the right direction. A lot of folks want to keep it that way, so we need incumbents like you back on the job. Tell us a little bit about the campaign and how it's going.
Well, we've been working hard with the absentee voting starting the end of September and early voting going this week. It's changed campaigns, so we've been going hard since the beginning of August, out knocking on doors, talking to citizens. I have my two House running mates, Mary Johnson and Tom Kading. And we've been around, and we're out there knocking. We're listening to people, and, you know, there's just one major subject coming across, and that's property tax. And what are we going to do to continue going forward? People are satisfied with what we've done. Like you said, North Dakota's going the right direction, and that's basically what I'm telling them. I know we aren't perfect. We got things to keep moving forward, but I think we're going in the right direction the last couple sessions.
You mentioned property taxes. Is that the issue you hear most about when you're out door knocking, Ron?
Yeah, predominantly. That's what most. You know, there's a lot, but most people, it taxes. What are we going to do? They're still concerned with the raising valuations, how it changes it. What are we going to do permanent? And as you know, Scott, it's a tough one because it is a local tax that the state's trying to help out with. Now, we did a good thing where we're funding 80% of the education. And that isn't a temporary bill. We'll continue to do that. But what do we do on the other parts? And that's going to be a big ongoing discussion. But, yeah, that's where I see most of the concern. That's where most of the discussion that people want to talk about.
You know, we talked earlier about some listeners predicting the results of on Election Day. I mean, are you taking anything for granted, or are you giving a sense that people have, these races decided, or are these going to go down to the wire?
I've been in this business a long time, as you know. I was a part of a park commissioner for years, and now I'm running re-election for the Senate. And I've learned one thing, you never take anything for granted. Am I getting a lot of positive feedback? Absolutely. But our team, we've worked hard, and we're going to keep working to the end. I think most people have made up their mind, I mean, in reality. But there's always an undecided, and we all know that we can all change our mind till the moment we push that button or mark that check or whatever you do to vote. So we don't take it for granted. I've got good feelings. Our team has worked hard. We've been all over, and we're getting great feedback from the citizens. But we're going to still be working right up and through Monday night, and hopefully everything goes in the right direction.
Ron Sorbach is a small business owner. He is a member of the state Senate in North Dakota District, represents Republican District 45. District 45, a Republican member of the Senate, and up for election on Tuesday. We're checking in on races Fargo, Wahpeton, and Bismarck, all around the state, Wahpeton as well. Thanks, Ron. Appreciate the update. More of your calls when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
All right, we're back on What's On Your Mind. Hi, friend, Scott Hinnon. We are live and direct, by the way, at the North Dakota Heritage Center. We're here today because Sunday, the grand opening is happening at the North Dakota Heritage Center and State Museum, 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. All events are free, and Todd, they have birthday cake. You know, we have bacon on today's show for our caller of the hour today, this hour and next hour, and Sunday they have free birthday cake.
Nice.
Right near the James River Cafe. Does that sound good or what?
Yeah.
And they also have great entertainment. They have Debbie Rogers of Bismarck doing the harp and vocal entertainment starting at 10:15, and then entertainment all day long. Chuck Succi at 11:45. They're doing a patriotic concert by the Bismarck Band and Elks Chorus at 2. I'm just trying to see all the other entertainment here. All kinds of really fun things, and they're going. Oh, Greg Hager at 4:45, he's fantastic. And then they're wrapping up with Jesse Veeder and Gene Veeder, 6 to 7 p.m. in the Northern Lights atrium. But in addition to that, there's coffee, snacks, and meals, and prizes, and demonstrations, and most importantly, just a chance to, you know, celebrate the heritage of North Dakota, taking the renovated North Dakota Heritage Center and State Museum. All events, again, free, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. We'll be joined by some folks a little later on in the program, so looking forward to that as well. All right, I don't have names on these callers, not sure why, but I'm going to go to line four here, and now I lost my connection to the... now I got him. Now I got him for some reason. All right, let's go to Kelly in Bismarck. Kelly in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
This is Kelly, and what really scares me is a legislator trying to use her own personal belief system to pass public policy, and I'm referring to Margaret City. I find it very concerning of some of the quotes that she has for her to actually say that anyone, for her to say that fertility, people with fertility issues are not supposed to have children. Or for her quote, she says, in IVF, life is not created in a glass dish. That life is created in a glass dish, not through an act of love. This is very concerning for many, many couples in North Dakota. And my husband and I are one. In fact, we're on our way to Fargo for IVF. And I just have huge issues with her claiming that this measure is pro-life. It's not pro-life. This is actually going to prevent many, many lives from being born.
All right, so Kelly, sounds like you're talking about, I'm a little confused because you're talking about a legislative race, and you're also talking about Measure 1. So your main beef is that it sounds like you plan on voting no on Measure number 1.
Absolutely.
Okay, now, but here's what I don't understand. As that relates to IVF, there's nothing in Measure 1 that would have any impact on you and your husband choosing in vitro fertilization treatment to have a child.
So, absolutely affects. It's a ramification of Measure 1.
No, it's not. Kelly, with all due respect, it's not. What Measure number 1 simply does is clarify the Constitution to say that the inalienable right, I'll actually read it to you. When you go to the ballot box Tuesday, here's what you're going to see under Measure number 1. This constitutional measure would create and enact a new section to Article 1 of the North Dakota Constitution stating the inalienable right to life of every human being at any stage of development must be recognized and protected. It's simply a pro-life clarification to prevent judges like Wick Corwin in Fargo inventing rights that the legislature never voted on, never put on the ballot. It's not self-enacting. It doesn't impact, decisions. I think what you've done, unfortunately, has been influenced by lies that somehow suggest a clarification of the Constitution is going to impact the decision that you can make. Nothing would change. For instance, right now, Kelly, did you know the right to life is in the North Dakota Constitution? So if someone wanted to challenge your ability to choose IVF treatment as somehow being at odds with the Constitution, they could do that now. Measure 1 wouldn't change that.
This is how you interpret. I have been and had many conversations with the specialists, the IVF doctors, and based on the wording in Measure 1, they will be forced to stop IVF.
That's not true. I mean, again, a parade of experts have come in and said that. So, you know, the doctor you're talking about, the Sanford Health doctor who said that, is the same doctor who referred to North Dakota legislators as the Taliban.
That is one person, that is one of the doctors that have said that. There are other two doctors who their main goal is to provide couples who are struggling with infertility to become parents.
Right, and there's nothing, to me, that's a noble goal, but they are not experts on legal language and what a clarification of a pro-life statement in the Constitution would mean. They're doctors, and they're good at it. But the lawyers who are experts, Kelly, with all due respect, have said this is not self-enacting. This is simply a clarification. Again, if what they said were true, it could happen right now. Because the right to life is in the North Dakota Constitution right now, today.
So, with all due respect, they're Stanford attorneys. Why would Measure 1 force the IVF clinic to close?
It would not. That's simply not true. That's what I'm telling you.
So this is your interpretation versus a Stanford attorney.
Well, no, not a Sanford attorney. You're talking about three Sanford doctors who have an opinion on this that, again, are not experts on the legal language. I'm asking you to ask them, Kelly. Very simple question. Very simple question. If you're on your way to treatment today, ask them if the things they believe would happen under this change, why they haven't already happened, because the right to life's already in the Constitution.
I guess it was my hope that when people call in here, that people would be able to express their concerns and be able to express their concerns. And I guess it's pretty disappointing that it's very clear that you are a strong Republican and that you probably are a fan of Margaret City. But it shouldn't have to detour other North Dakota voters from calling in and expressing concerns. So it comes across very clear that because you are a supporter of Margaret City, you're not willing to listen to what other attorneys, doctors.
That's just not true. We've had countless folks on this program. We had the former Attorney General of the United States on this program, who as governor in Missouri, oversaw a very similar piece of language being added to their Constitution and all the terrible things that folks like the IVF doctors in Fargo have said have not happened. Those are facts. And Kelly, you've been on the program for 6 minutes expressing your view. So to suggest that you aren't able to suggest your present your view, you have here. You have. I've just asked you a real simple question. I'd love for you to ask those doctors and then call us back and say, if the right to life is in the Constitution now, currently, as we speak, why haven't all these things happened that they say will happen if this additional clarification ends? I would venture to say the reason they won't answer that question, Kelly, is because it's not going to happen. Sadly, it's being used as a scare tactic. And we've outed that with legal expertise. With all due respect to the doctors, they simply don't know. And by the way, those are three doctors, 60 doctors in Fargo, and I forget how many in Bismarck came out in support of Measure 1, saying none of that will happen. So there's medical expertise in greater numbers that counters the other side of that as well. But I think who you really need to rely on in this case is, what are the legal ramifications of this? So, Kelly, I hope I've given you enough time. You do obviously have a different opinion of mine, but I certainly gave you the opportunity to be heard on Measure 1 and express your concerns on Margaret City. We mentioned we're going to check around on some legislative races. One more of those to do in a moment after I check in with Jamie and Mandan, listening on 550 K-Fire for his scary election scenario. What's that, Jamie?
Well, my scary thing would be after listening to George Sinner's victory speech, we see him arm-in-arm with Ryan Taylor, who was unsuccessful in the egg race, and George Sinner naming him as one of the members in a newly collated tree hugger group for the successful Measure 5, and both of them thanking Nancy Pelosi for the positive support and role model, and hope to bring hope and change to North Dakota like they brought to D.C.
Wow, that was just like, I don't know. If,
ouch, huh?
Yes, I started writing them down, and then my hand started shaking. I wasn't able to complete the complete my notes.
Wouldn't that be a nightmare?
Yeah, that would be. Jamie, yeah. such a scary scenario, and such a well-thought-out string of scary scenarios for our question. Yeah. You are my lucky winner of the Cloverdale Bacon 4-pack for the hour. How about that?
Awesome.
Yeah. Exactly right.
Hopefully it doesn't come true.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell you what, hang in there, Jamie, and we'll get your information and send that off to you, okay?
Perfect.
All right, appreciate the call. We had an off-air call that just had a question whether or not we were going to name Kelly a co-host and replacing Todd as co-host gave her so much time. See, and she didn't think she had enough time, Todd. And other callers thought maybe she'd replace you as co-host.
Well, I mean, why not a third co-host?
There you go.
Why just two? Why not three?
Bring Kelly on. So we did give Kelly plenty of time. Thank you for affirming that. Larry Lewick is a state senator from Wapata, North Dakota. We're doing a little tour around the state to check in on some key races. And Senator Lewick, nice to have you on What's On Your Mind. How you doing?
Hi, it's good to be here this morning. I'm doing fine. Thank you.
So what's hot in Wapata? What are folks talking about as you go door to door?
Oh, boy, pretty much the diversion. That would be probably topic number one. Topic number two would probably be taxes. So, looking forward to working with those.
And you have been a part of the state senate in North Dakota since 2011 on the Ag Committee, a very important part of your region, and education committees as well. What accomplishments are you most proud of, Larry, and what are you looking forward to doing in the next session?
Well, probably the biggest issue that we tackled last session was the animal cruelty bill, which took a lot of time because of the different opinions about how to legislate that and the felony provisions within that. Coming up, I just hope that, we can keep things going smooth and get a little better handle on transportation issues. Getting grains to market on the ag issues. Yes, whatever comes our way, we can handle.
Well, it's good to have the farm community representative. I know you're a farmer, and that fits on the ag committee, vice chair of that particular committee as well. And again, wanted to do a little bounce around the state. Fairmont, North Dakota is actually where Senator Lewick calls home. Representing the district down there around Wapaton, and I've been in a race a lot of folks are watching, so we wanted to check in with you as we do a little shout-out around the state. Senator Lewick, thank you for the time today.
You are very welcome.
Good to hear from you. You bet. Go check in on a couple other races as well as we continue counting down to Election Day, and also want to know what your scariest election scenario is. It's Halloween, after all. We're at the North Dakota Heritage Center and State Museum. More of What's on Your Mind coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Life's easier when you upgrade your tarps and hoppers to electric with the Roltec electric conversion system from Agri-Cup. The Command 10 remote wirelessly operates from over 100 feet away. The Roltec electric conversion is lighter by design, reduces driver fatigue, and saves time, allowing the system to pay for itself. Schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment 701-483-4369. Find a dealer online at RoltecElectric.com.
It's that time of year, a season of falling temperatures, snow-covered peaks, and blanket of white. But with the vibrant colors and latest styles of great brands like the North Face, Patagonia, Burton, Spyder, and Obermeyer, winter fashion is a wonderland. And you'll find all this season's best looks waiting for you at Shields. So let it snow.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own 2 feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Ensure the structures on your farm are solid with Prairie Post Frame. They use the heaviest metal, the strongest posts, and superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. In farm business, you need to make smart decisions. So make the profitable choice with Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Visit prairiepostframe.ca.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
All I have to say is go, Kelly, go. Sock it to him.
I think sock it to him refers to me. All right, she wants it to sock it to him. Kelly's welcome to Cole. We gave Kelly 6 minutes on the program to sock it to me.
Hey, so, Kelly can come on election night and do coverage with us. She can come on to the K-Fire Cafe with me anytime. I mean,
exactly right. All opinions
looking
are
for
welcome.
More good qualified talent, and I think we heard some. So.
And by the way, it's when you call in and you share your view, and then we have a little dialogue, and then you say, well, I thought I got to share my view, and you did. You can't whine. There's no whining allowed. There's no crying in baseball. There's no whining on what's on your mind, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, we're brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow.com. Todd and I both sleep like a baby thanks to our pillow, and you can get our pillow, which, by the way, has been named the National Sleep Foundation's official pillow. Get it? Sleep, pillow, they go together. My Pillow has a great deal to celebrate. The 2-for-1 original classic pillow. That'll save you big bucks. 50% off when you call this number, 800-506-9028, or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code SCOTT. This is a patented interlocking fill that adjusts to any sleep position. It's great. Machine washable and dryable, just like your favorite pair of blue jeans. Non-allergenic. It stays cool. There's no tossing and turning. A 10-year warranty. Will not go flat. 60-night money-back guarantee. That's right. 60-night money-back guarantee. MyPillow.com. Use promo code SCOTT. All right, we've checked in on a couple of races down around Wahpeton, Fargo, I guess. We're going to go to Grand Forks next and Bismarck before we're done, and then more of your calls. Our question of the day, what election day scenario scares you most? It's Halloween, after all. And if you have a scary scenario, waking up the day after election day, what would scare you most? Let us know, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Let's go up to Grand Forks. Senator Lonnie Lafine is checking in with us on the legislative races up there. Senator Lafine, nice to have you back on the program. How you doing?
Hi, Scott. Wonderful. Thanks for having me on.
So give me your 411 on election 2014 so far. How's it been?
Well, it's been awesome. Campaigning is always a lot of work. I run a business, so it's hard to take that kind of time, but I will tell you, you kind of dread going door to door at first, knowing it's a lot of time. But when you go out and start going door to door, the people of North Dakota are really just truly fantastic people. They are happy to see you. They have issues on their mind, and going door to door makes it all worth it.
You, obviously, as you mentioned, own your own business, JLG Architects. So I personally love the idea of folks out of the business community representing, the citizens of North Dakota in the legislature. You've been there since 2011. Tell listeners how you apply that. How do you apply your work? And, obviously, you're a solid citizen in Grand Forks on the All True Health System Board and a number of different civic organizations, past chair of the Grand Forks Chamber of Commerce. So you're a give-back kind of guy. But how do you take that and your business experience and apply it to your votes in the state Senate?
Well, I think the business experience is really valuable. It's what I do every day. Bills will come along, especially taxation bills, where you sort of have to balance what you're taxing against their ability to earn money. So if you tax too hard, and take the oil industry as an example, if you tax too hard, they will go elsewhere. So you're always balancing, you're trying to maximize the return to the citizens of North Dakota. That's the goal. So sometimes you may want to help the companies grow wealth that actually ends up creating more tax by not taxing. And you got to look at all of that. The overall focus is to create more wealth, and that's what benefits all the citizens of North Dakota.
Industry, Business, and Labor Vice Chair and Natural Resources Committee, Senator Lonnie Lafine, represents District 43, Republican out of Grand Forks. Thanks for checking in with us. Good luck on Election Day.
All right.
Good to talk to you, Lonnie. Take care.
All right. Thanks, Scott. Thanks for having me on. You should call and let me talk a little longer sometime.
I'm looking at my board, Charlene in Minot, Steve in Jamestown, Gene in Valley City, Senator Lafine, Senator Lewick, Senator City coming up, Senator Sorvog. It's a busy darn day, but tell you what, after you win re-election, how about a whole half hour one day? Just on the whole hot topics of industry, business, and labor. How about that?
I would love to. Give me a call.
All right, we'll do it. Good to talk to you. Senator Lonnie Lafine, right. Our guest on the program. All right, Charlene in Minot, you get the minute before the break. Take it away.
Well, I'll tell you what would really scare me would be to wake up and hear the same incompetent spending spooks are still in control of our U.S. Senate. hopefully they'll all be sitting out there in some isolated pumpkin patch.
You want to put them out to pasture, it sounds like, huh, Charlene?
I do.
All right, so the scariest scenario is that the Senate does not flip into Republican control. So the idea that Harry Reid still has the gavel on Wednesday morning, that's what scares you the most, huh, Charlene?
Yes, it does.
Got it. All right. Steve in Jamestown, how about you?
Hi. Hey, I'm talking to you about measure number 6 today.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'd like to say my condolences go out to the Wanza family for what they've endured this past month, the loss of the loved ones, and we all know too well, most of us, what kind of pain that has. And then for measure number 6, I'm going to urge everybody to vote yes on that, because if we don't do that, the horror story that will continue with our children will just get worse and worse.
All right, Steve, appreciate the call. And he's referring, by the way, to the Wanzek family. Terry Wanzek, Jamestown, guest of ours yesterday on the program, Senator from Jamestown. Thanks for the call, Steve.
You're
more
listening
coming
to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
There's a lot of reasons to love Chase on the Lake. It's one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. And fall is a beautiful time to visit Walker, Minnesota and the entire region. It just screams, relax. Copper Door Aveda Spa and all their wonderful massages and pedicures and manicures. You can pamper yourself. There's bike rentals. What a romantic little getaway. Great trails. There's all kinds of fine dining in the 502 restaurant and all around Walker, Minnesota. The shopping downtown Walker is a blast. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Right out your door, the famous Reed Sporting Goods and all kinds of unique shops in downtown Walker. And the accommodations cannot be beat. I'd even recommend some golf or some bowling at Chaser's Bowling Alley. Great deals right now, including buy one, get one night, Sunday through Thursday, chaseonthelake.com, or call 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06. Tell them Scott sent you.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.